Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, many of us have travelled to visit Disney World in Florida, but there is a community of people who live there. Well, you know, sort of. Celebration was built in the 1990s and has a road linking it directly to the resort. And among the residents is Sarah Hyland from Belfast. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon. How are you doing? Or good morning over here in Florida.
Good morning to you. Yes, indeed. Well, how did you end up living there?
So I was offered a contract with Walt Disney World. I'm an Irish dancer. I was a professional Irish dancer and musician. And I had been touring for several different shows after I finished university. And then I ended up, they offered me a contract. And I remember thinking, oh, no, I'll not take it. And Mummy was like, you're going. I'm one of seven kids. And she's like, you're taking the contract and you'll go for a year. And I was apprehensive because I had to go out by myself. And it wasn't like a troupe show. It was, you had to go out by yourself and you had to do everything yourself and get your own bank account and car and things like that. But I did it and I'm glad I did.
Yeah, indeed. So how long have you lived there for now?
This year, it'll be 15 years this fall. That's
all right. Yeah. Now, I'm sorry for laughing, but you know, that's often the way. I'll go for 6 months and then next thing you know.
Oh, no, I was meant to be a year and then I was like, I turned into 2 years. And then at one point I was going to come home. I was like, no, I'm done. I had broken up with an ex-boyfriend years ago and I was like, I miss my family and all I have is my dancing school and money here and it's not worth it. So I'm coming home, I want community. And Mummy was like, right, give it another year. And in that year I met my husband and my life changed.
Yeah, indeed. And so how did you end up living then in Celebration specifically?
So Walt Disney World Walt Disney himself built this little town Celebration for his employees back in the 70s. And then obviously it just overpopulated and became so big. So it was handed over to the government of the city. But it's connected to Walt Disney World. So I just wanted to live somewhere really close to work. Mm. And I loved Disney and I loved everything. And I loved the story of the town. And I love the town. And in Florida, there's no public transportation. You can't go anywhere unless you have a car. And this was the only place that I could find that you could actually walk to the local pub and walk home again.
Okay.
So I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah, and that is an unusual thing for many parts of the US. Yeah. And so, but just because it's radio, so to describe what it looks like to listeners, it sounds like, you know, it's out of the 1950s. It's very, you know, picket fence and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, it is. And they're so strict. There's a HOA here and they're so strict about, like, we get letters through our door every day about, well, every month, you know, they have these people who go around and check the front of your house and the back of your house. And as recently as last week, there was old satellite dishes in our house that we didn't even know about on the roof. They had to be taken down. You know, if your mailbox isn't painted up to standard, it looks perfect. And they keep up the standards through this HOA.
Yeah. And what is the HOA?
The Homeowners Association. It's people that you pay your rates to. So then they have like, they work there. It's Parks and Recreations. They work in the town and they just go around and make sure that all the level of your grass, like everyone has to mow their lawn. If you have a lawn, I don't. Perfectly. Like, and it can't overgrow and there can't be weeds. Like, it's just so strict. But that's why it looks like a wee picturesque town.
Yeah. And do you get tourists coming around?
Sorry, what was that?
Do you get tourists coming to have a look at the place?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a real tourist spot Celebration, especially Walt Disney World enthusiasts. They can't wait to come to Celebration. And there's lots of little lakes. There's a lake right beside our house and there's gators in the lake, alligators and otters and turtles and things like that. So it's like loads of people come. Love it.
Is that okay? Or do you find that kind of like you're living in a zoo a bit?
Oh, it's scary. Like our dogs have to all be on leashes. That's why my husband does so well at his business with dog walking. But yeah, it's scary. Like I have a toddler. She can't just walk out of the house or play in the street. There's no way.
Yeah. How big of a place is it? How many people roughly are living there?
Sorry, I lost you there.
Sorry. Yeah. The line, yes, it broke up our end as well. How big is Celebration? How many people live there?
About 10,000 people live there, but it's a lot of snowbirds. So there's a lot of people who have homes there that don't actually come to Florida until the winter because it's so hot. And like right now today, it's a high of 36 degrees Celsius and we're at the start of May. It's unbearable already. So, you know, there's a lot of snowbirds. So there'd be a lot of vacant houses, but it's a population of about 10,000 people.
Yeah, and so in the centre of the town, are there? Can you walk to the centre of the town, and are there shops and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, there's lovely wee trails. So there's lots of lakes, and from our house, you can walk through three different lakes through the trails, and you can that'll bring you to the centre of town. And that's where I actually teach dancing. And the wee there's a wee lakeside studio, and then there's shops, restaurants, little boutiques. It's very very small, but yeah, there's like a wine bar. There's a Mexican. Colombian restaurant.
And so how far away are you from Disney World? How long does it take to get there?
9 minutes, 9 minutes in the car. So it's funny, you know, on a day off, like I get one day off a week, I try to bring sort of like Magic Kingdom or, you know, Hollywood Studios. And then it's funny because when we go home to Ireland, it's, you know, we go to a farm or a petting zoo. It's so different. You know, over here, our downtime is the parks.
Yes. And because you live in Celebration, do you kind of get into Disney World for free or at a reduced rate or anything like that?
You get, well, residents get like 10% off most of the Celebration residents get 10% off like most of the local shops and stores and things like that. But no, because I worked for Disney for such a long time, I did have free passes up until recently last year. And then I missed it too much. So I went and bought an annual pass. But Florida residents get a discounted, you know, rate on the annual pass.
Oh, right. You've an annual pass and you're not sick of the place, given that you've worked there for such a long time.
I don't think, no, it's the magic of Disney. You can't get sick of it. Like even the Disney movies are still so popular from, you know, decades and decades. I don't get sick of it. Now, my husband won't go to Magic Kingdom because you can't drink alcohol there, but he'll go to any other park. He loves Epcot.
And so like, how often would you go to it?
Oh, as much as possible. Like I would like, I try to go once a month. Special occasions, if my family come over or if I have friends or family here over visiting, I'll be like, when are you going to the parks? I'll come and I tag along.
Okay. Yeah. But you'd know, I mean, you know, the way a lot of people, I suppose, when they go there for the first time, they're getting lost, that, you know, they don't know their bearings, but you probably know the place like the back of your hand. So you're excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Guide.
We know all the back roads. Yeah. We know everything. So anytime anyone comes, I'm like, right, don't go here, go here. You have to do this, do not do this.
Yeah.
Because like a lot of people come here and like, oh, we want to go to Applebee's. I'm like, you're not going to Applebee's.
And how old is Saoirse now?
She just turned 3 at the end of February. So it's crazy. Like life is just going so fast.
Yeah. And so are there schools in Celebration or play schools or is that,
there's schools, there's public schools, but my issue here is that there's religion isn't taught in public schools. And obviously I grew up in a Catholic grammar in Ireland and I love my education and I love my school and that's what I want. I want her to have a similar upbringing, especially if we do end up moving to Ireland at some stage. So we have to drive 40 minutes to the local Catholic school, which is a private school. It's called Holy Family. So I teach actually Irish dance there on a Wednesday. I've been there for over 10 years. So I know the staff and she'll start there in August for nursery school. So we're okay. Excited for that.
Yeah, big drive though there and back. Though I suppose in American terms,
commute,
is not.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's nothing. Sure, we're going up to the beach this weekend. We're driving 5.5 hours to go up just to get out of the heat.
Oh, crikey!
And that's nothing for us.
Yeah.
You
know? Now, and you, as you say, you teach Irish dancing. So if you do ever move back to Ireland, that there's obviously a market for that. But your husband is this correct? He drives dogs around, or is it dog walking?
Yeah. Both, he does both. So he owns the local Paw Academy, which is a dog walking and pets sitting service. So he will go into a lot of people's homes and he'll walk their dogs if they're at the parks or if they're at work or take care of their cats. And then just a year and a half ago, he saw on TikTok up somewhere else in America that this man had a bus that he turned as an old school bus that he turned into like a doggy daycare. So this bus would go around and pick up all the dogs and bring them to the local dog park and then bring them to, you know, a walking trail. And then after they puffed them out, they would bring them to Starbucks and get them a pop cup, you know. So he's like, that's what I want to do. And I was like, are you barking mad? Like, are you insane? And he said, no, I'm doing it. And he went and bought a bus. I couldn't believe it. And he just bought his third bus.
His third bus. Wow.
His third bus. It's called the Bark Bus Florida. And he is like for different areas. So we serve a Celebration, but it got so popular. There's the next location is Winter Garden, which is the other side of Disney. So now he's going to service Winter Garden and people send their dogs to school basically for the day. and they drop them back and they're exhausted.
And inside the bus is especially fitted out, are there little like cages?
Oh yeah, it's amazing. They have the floor of the bus is grass, you know, so that if they pay, it's fine. You know, like that special grass.
Mm.
And then they have like the special harnesses on their dog seats, and they have their wee names on the window, and they have treats and toys and blankets and cushions. Like, it's amazing.
It is amazing. I want to be a dog now, randomly. I don't know how much call there might be for a dog bus in Ireland. You never know, though. He'd be the first one with it.
That's what we say. It's like, well, I think dog services, like people are, they're popping up in Ireland, you know, people taking dogs to their wedding and there's a service for that, or, you know, things. That's definitely getting a bit more, but I don't think it would go viral the way it does here, because like our dogs, when I lived in Ireland, grew up there, lived outside.
Mm.
We had two Irish wolfhounds and they had their outhouse and that was it. They weren't, you know, whereas then I came to America, met my husband, and he was like, right, there's a non-negotiable. The dog sleeps in the bed, and I nearly died. It's a 65-pound dog. I was like, what?
Oh, wow. What kind of a dog is it?
He's just a mutt. He's a mix. He's a mix between a coon hound and a beagle.
Did that take some getting used to, the dog sleeping in the bed?
Well, I'm allergic to him. I'm allergic to him. This is how much I love my husband. I'm allergic to this dog.
Wow.
And I have sneezing attacks and I have asthma. But I was like, no, it's fine. But yeah, it took a long time to get used to.
You really, really do love him then.
No
doubt. One of our listeners says there's a dog bus in Ennis in County Clare.
Oh, wow.
So there is, it seems, a market for it. So, so that's a possibility if you do decide to come home. You'll have to get a reinforced bed, of course, probably. Those American beds are bigger than the ones we have here. Sarah, continued happiness to you. And thanks very much for talking with us today. That was Sarah Hyland there.
Thank you so much. Who
lives in Celebration in Florida, just beside Disney World. One texter says, the only place I can walk to the hospital, the shop, the park. No, she's Irish, the pub. She said the pub. But, you know, you can assume that if there's a pub, there's all the other things too. I went to Celebration, says somebody else. It's like something out of the Stepford Wives. Well, it is very picket fancy. It does seem to present that idealised view of an American town.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.